usually scoffed at, illusion. Stories is the Craig's about how the Bush I think we have to understand that whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, we have to
American airspace was that is virtually no one could fly. American skies were as empty as they had a heart transplant. At about 1:30 on members. The planes to administration. They all did. And again, that 100. They were virtually, the vast majority of them were not interrogated whatsoever by the.
Select Intelligence Committee, Senate, and they came up with a very interesting report, at least what was. And they deleted 28 pages. Of the 200 I went through, there was but about anything.
Extraordinary. Does a lot of research, and they was.
Melton was as corrupt and the Carter administration.
And the Clinton administration.
And went on hunting trips with him. Confidant, former secretary. They sort of turned to
that bought up the rights to
Thank you. drilling one dry well after another, finally he... when suddenly... Saudi Arabia in funding bin Laden's fighting in Afghanistan, and then it was sort of get them Thank you.
younger will win. Invest in the United States.
That we think of as very American, for example, which epitomizes in many ways this dual nature of the Saudis. They've done business with Disney, with Porsche. They were distributors of. Setting. At the same time, they often speak very, very differently when they're back home in Saudi Arabia.
Well, I thought it was...
about Khalid bin Mahfouz, who was...
We're talking of Chris Craig. And he spent Air Force One looks sort of like a poor sister.
One of their servants was telling me for the weekend. Duality again and again. Al-Qaeda and so print That is the case at all.
Sydney, before we went to one the public executions.
Allegedly waging a war. As you say, they have is sort of standard fare in Saudi Arabia. Short period of time, but then 9/11 happened, and now they're. King Fahd is incapacitated, and he's effectively not the ruler anymore. He's simply and. Their exact wealth, really, but I suspect for President Bush. Millions of dollars for the Carlyle Group and. Not so worthwhile to focus on how much money that
so as we look at
these
It's September 11th. There's nothing to hide.
Question, and I think. The Bush White live just 5 blocks away, particularly sensitive to me. Baker to take care of the Iraqi debt, and as it turns out, their Saudi friends. And it's very disturbing, this alliance with Saudi Arabia, when it seems to potentially interfere with American national security. Well, it was mostly during the 80s, certainly during the 80s.
Used to have a much higher income, much lower income now.
Right before the election.
Make that suggestion in his book, The Price of Peace?
Exactly. He has, from my point of view, it does. They would help. Now, and I mean, this is, they did say they were going to advocate them in the next OPEC meeting. And there is no separation between church and state. So this extremely puritanical interpretation known as a Committee of Preservation of teaches provide the breeding ground for terrorism.
And it's coming right out of stuff. Intent upon going to
the only it's much easier with scenarios. Our relationship with Saudi Arabia is are going to skyrocket. Warfare essentially sees the oil fields and
you're talking about, you know, what, a couple of hundred.
I mean, there's one point in which it would bring down.
Terribly uneasy feeling at the present time. Much more so than
in a lot of ways, I think this war in Iraq is going to make it faster.
Before we let you go,
I'm trying.
What's about this? Smiling. Let you go, and I'm looking forward to your next. If you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to give us a call. Our number is 1-888. things that came out from the investigations are there. Nobody knowing who the terrorists were. They came into the country and not. Iraqi ordered by our government after the first time. Are they able to take the I'd love to get the articles out of places like the New York Times. If any of you would like to read. Prisons, the one. Yeah, but this was an intelligence operation. Quite obviously, these were posed pictures. This. Understand this, everything makes contractors. Thank you. know anybody that has as many outlets as we have with the small ones. Well, I suppose that the Southwest Radio Church and a few of the others.
The views
of my guest, the views of mine, but right now we love it. Lived on welfare for a time, and then of course she decided that this was no way to live, and she went off. And of course, the long you're on at the moment. Because this is how the government controls. Once they're dependent upon the government controls them, and that's. Right.
is that the people that are how in the world did I get myself in? Take care of them from womb to tomb. Now. The left-wing liberals.
Well, they're the ones who want to control.
From a biblical of wealth to take from one person and thou shalt not covet. So it is a there is a problem, and
the people who are not world Christians.
Why we have to get the think about it. When it comes to our retirement, so that we're not ending up on the welfare state once we worked all of our lives.
People get copies of people know that we can get them.
Thank you. this is what taxpayers are subsidizing. So for people that say welfare, but I don't know exactly what it means, then they want to get my book. Because as we say, get the
all sorts of goodies.
It was interesting because when we were doing the welfare debates, I would receive death threats against myself. And the second
black family and the civil rights drive. The black family, and I'm just afraid they're going to do.
With their wives. I mean, this is really going to hurt.
The Stanley family was always very traditional family, and I think the scene of the bubbles is like kind of like a little bit. All right, fine. Well, I guess. Being one of the leaders of. I'm
policy changes. Their counties and with their cities, they're probably not going to today is called the Faith-Based Initiative. Outreach service. To do is say, okay, what did Jesus do? He said every time he was confronted with poverty situations or ill.
Stand on their own feet. Across America.
Up in that storm they had, and next thing you know,
that was another lady.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know what? No, I'm the one that got me started in a lot of this stuff.
All right.
Because you're going to love my book. Politicians don't understand that this is not their money. Somebody has some money. Right now in Washington, D.C. Really want to help people.
People now are back with us. Our guest is Star Parker. We're talking about Sam's Plantation. Is that it?
Yep, Uncle Sam's Plantation.
What's happened is we've really
and you have to understand that.
As opposed to allowing you to take that same money from that. What would you call the AFC agency down in Montana? Temporary assistance for it is welfare. Laws form.
But you know, the frightening thing about this is this. And things don't look any better for the fall.
The system would be totally bankrupt.
Right. But secondly, it's being destroyed.
Thank you. that election year. And I just don't think that's helping.
The ability to fail, but it was never to be able to function. To take care of people. It was the
put the idea on the table that we should allow property against neighbors, because you have something at stake, then we are going to start seeing freedom again. Is a major concept of the foundation of community's work. When you own them, you take care of it. New York we should have a new understanding of what that really means.
Individually moral people, because you can't and no laws or regulations and immoral people. You're going to saw this, you know, 20 years ago, but when you lose the moral foundation for the society, when the Supreme Court says, oh, we couldn't have those children reading the Ten Commandments because they're
all of these discussions are going to lead back to because absolute rightful. There are rules to music, there are rules to art, there are rules to life. And that's the question. No, it's vile activity. Well, if there is no evil, then how do we say that's vile? We've got to say there are absolute rights.
Joint Chiefs of Staff, anyway. This is a terrible thing to do. It's a terrible way you're treating the people.
I marry my 20. We have lost our moral. If it's just up to the Supreme Court,
I think it's got to be God's rule. Separately.
I really think that the body of Christ is going to rise to this hour.
No, because I'm not very optimistic.
Whatever he wants.
And a man
can, yeah, if there are no absolutes, a man can do whatever he wants. And a man can do whatever he wants, then all this is good. We have big battles before us. We have this homosexual.
Websites out there. Do you have a website, Star?
Yes, my website is Urban Cure. It's urbancure.org.
Urbancure.org. And what will they find?
Defining marriage in the Constitution.
Well, I think that's exciting because we can. To speak out on the moral issues of our time. Flock, as it were, and at one time they were the one of the major political forces in America. Now,
now in the two parties.
Oh yeah. The state level, and
so there are reasons that we would say we want to do that right now.
All right, fine. Well, just a couple Chicago. Hi, Tom.
out of the suburbs of Chicago, Sandwich, Illinois.
Oh, I'm so glad we're getting a good signal this time of night.
We're thankful. She's wonderful, and the book sounds great.
Okay, good. I hope she has too. Huh? Okay. Thank you.
white political power structure.
Where we breach the kit and throw it away as discarded tissue. Laws against the Black Caucus members vote against what they there that happen to be white on the outside, but I'll tell you what. And those three men.
Colin Powell, the Secretary of State, is black.
You know,
in fact, is Reverend King's son.
And then everybody that said that they followed his legacy.
I think you're going to be with fear the Lord. Well, this is the we hope you will remember 1-800-5-joy of the Lord, but the greatest thing you can do for people unless they understand how bad things are in the world. So thank you.